It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And now there are just six unbeatens remaining in the Swamp Swami College Football Top 25. After 8 weeks of the 2022 college football season, there are now just six unbeaten teams remaining, and there are no flukes in this list. Out of the 131 BCS large division college football teams, only Clemson, Tennessee, Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and Ohio State remain without one loss this year. That's just 4.5% of the teams playing football in the upper division. Of the half dozen teams with that perfect record, there are two SEC schools, Tennessee and Georgia, who will play against each other in Athens on November the 5th. The two Big Ten powers, Michigan and Ohio State, will play against each other in the annual matchup in Columbus on November 26th. The other two unbeaten teams are from the ACC, Clemson, and the Big 12 Conference, TCU. Clemson, now 8-0, escaped with a close win over 6-1 Syracuse last week. The Tigers still have a dangerous road trip coming up to Notre Dame on November 5th and will finish out their regular season against a quickly maturing 5-2 South Carolina team on November 26th. TCU's Big 12 conference schedule is filled with a number of potential landmines as well. The 7-0 Horned Frogs' road to a perfect season will include back-to-back road games at Texas on November 12th and Baylor November 19th. The Big 12 schedule is incredibly difficult as each football team plays against the other one during the regular season, and an unbeaten TCU would richly deserve a place in the four-team college football playoffs this year. This means that a maximum of four unbeaten teams will be possible by the end of the season. Though the chances are slim that all four teams would finish the year without a loss, it would create a unique college football playoff for this year. There could be one undefeated team each coming out of the SEC, the Big Ten, the ACC, and the Big 12 for the first time ever. But you and I both know that is just not going to happen. Already this year, the preseason number one team, Alabama, has been pushed to the brink by Texas, 20-19, and Texas A&M, 24-20, before finally losing their first game at Tennessee, 52-49, on that miraculous field goal as the time expired. Woo! Alabama's offense and defense have looked good at times, but never very great. The defending national champions of Georgia are now 7-0. The Dogs obliterated Oregon 49-3 in the opening game of the season. Meanwhile, the Ducks have now rallied to win six games in a row ever since that Week 1 debacle and now lead the Pac-12 conference. The more that Oregon wins, the more impressive that Georgia's opening week victory now looks. But Georgia hasn't been picture-perfect all year either. The Bulldogs trailed for most of the game at Missouri, who's just 3-4, before rallying late in the fourth quarter for a 26-22 road win. Georgia will face annual rival Florida, who's now 4-3, this coming Saturday in Jacksonville at the world's largest cocktail party game. Woo-hoo! That football game will be televised at 2:30 p.m. Saturday on CBS. Tennessee's 7-0 start has Volunteers fans giddy with excitement. The team's thrilling win over Alabama showed Tennessee is very deserving of national respect. The team's offense can score with ease, and the Vols' defense has been improving by the week. This coming Saturday in Knoxville, the Volunteers must avoid looking ahead to their game with Georgia, as they'll face a solid 5-2 Kentucky team known for its tough defense. Now, this annual football game between Tennessee and Kentucky had been known as the Beer Barrel Series in years gone by. Back in 1925, the half-orange and half-blue wooden beer barrel was awarded to the winner of this game. During the Prohibition years, the words ice water had been painted onto the barrel to keep the feds happy. But the last time the old beer barrel was seen was in 1997, after Tennessee's quarterback Peyton Manning led the Vols to a victory. Just days before the 1998 game was to be played, Kentucky's athletics director canceled the beer barrel tradition after a Wildcats football player was involved in a fatal DUI wreck. Two passengers of that car driven by the football player were killed. It's now been 25 years since the beer barrel has been placed into permanent rehab after Tennessee's win back in 1997. Though some fans would love to see this longtime tradition return, it doesn't appear likely prior to this Saturday's football game between Tennessee and Kentucky. This week's SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 will debut four, count them, four teams with two losses. Now that's because there are just six unbeaten teams remaining and another 15 one-loss teams. So welcome to our four teams with a 6-2 record this week. Number 22, LSU. Number 23, Troy. Number 24, Oregon State. And number 25, Maryland have all earned a spot in my rankings this week. And now let's unveil this week's top 25 teams. Coming in at number 25 from the Big Ten at 6-2, it's the Maryland Terrapins. They're off this week and will travel to 4-4 Wisconsin on November 5th. At number 24, it's the Oregon State Beavers from the Pac-12. They are also off this week and travel to 6-2 Washington on next Friday, November the 4th, for a late night game. Number 23 out of the Sun Belt this week, it's the Troy Trojans. And at number 22 from the SEC, coming off an impressive 45-20 win over Ole Miss last weekend, it's the LSU Tigers. They have this week off and will host 7-1 Alabama next week in Tiger Stadium. Number 21 this week from the American Conference at 6-1, it's the Cincinnati Bearcats. They'll travel to 5-2 UCF in Orlando this Saturday, 2:30 on ESPN. At number 20 from the Pac-12, it's USC. At number 19, coming off their first loss of the year from the ACC, it's the Syracuse Orange. The road doesn't get any easier after traveling to Clemson last week. They'll now host 4-3 Notre Dame. Game time is at 11 a.m. on ABC Saturday. At number 18 from the Big 12 at 6-1, it's the Oklahoma State Cowboys. And now they will go on the road to play 5-2 Kansas State. Again, another tough game for the Cowboys. This game's 2:30 Saturday on Fox. Then at number 17 out of the Sun Belt, it's Coastal Carolina. At number 16 from the Big 10 at 6-1, it's the Illinois Fighting Illini. They have a road game this week at 3-4 Nebraska. That's at 2:30 on ABC. At number 15 from the ACC, it's the North Carolina Tar Heels, who will play host to 4-3 Pitt this week. At number 14 at 6-1 from the Big Ten, it's Penn State. They have a huge home game this week. Can they take down 7-0 Ohio State? Find out 11 o'clock Saturday morning on Fox. At number 13 from the Pac-12, it's UCLA, who lost their first game last week to Oregon. Speaking of Oregon, at number 12, the Ducks reside at 6-1, and they'll fly to 3-4 California to play at 2:30 p.m. Saturday on FS1. Now at numbers 11 and 10, I need to make a little bit of a declaration. I have at 11, 7-1, Liberty, who's an independent. Liberty lost their game to my number 10 team, Wake Forest, who has a record of 6-1. Usually I will give advantage to the team with one more win over the team has one less win. But in this case, since they played heads up and Wake Forest defeated Liberty by 1 point, 37-36, in the 10th place we have Wake Forest, and then number 11 is Liberty. Hope you have that. Now, inside the top 10 at number 9 from the SEC at 7-1, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide. And at number 8, coming off their first loss of the year at LSU, it's the Ole Miss Rebels. The Rebs will have another tough road game, this time at 3-4 Texas A&M. And boy, do they want to win. That game will be 6:30 Saturday on the SEC Network. At number 7, our top one-loss team in the country, the Tulane Green Wave. Now our six unbeaten teams at number 6 from the Big Ten. They really haven't played anybody, so that's why they're ranked at number 6. At 7-0, it's the Ohio State Buckeyes, but this Saturday, finally, a test for Ohio State. They traveled to 6-1 Penn State. That game is 11 a.m. on Fox. At number 5 from the Big 12 Conference at 7-0, it's the TCU Horned Frogs. The Frogs will hop to 3-4 West Virginia for an 11 a.m. game Saturday on ESPN. At number four from the Big Ten Conference, it's 7-0. It's the Michigan Wolverines, who will host longtime rival Michigan State, who's just 3-4 this year. That's a surprise. 6:30 p.m. Saturday night on ABC. Now our top three. At number three from the SEC, 7-0, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. The Bulldogs will play Florida in the world's largest cocktail party game in Jacksonville, 2:30 p.m. You can see that on CBS. Number two this week, edging on up even closer to the top spot from the SEC, it's the Tennessee Volunteers. Tennessee will host 5-2 Kentucky in Knoxville Saturday night. That'll be a good game on ESPN. And now, the number one team in the land, the only team which is 8-0 at this point of the season, it's the Clemson Tigers. After defeating formerly unbeaten Syracuse last week, the Tigers have the week off before traveling to Notre Dame on Saturday, November the 5th. And there you have it, the Swamp Swami Sports Top 25 rankings for the week ending October 22, 2022.